Hi, this is Sarah Wilson, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com, and I'm here today with Sander von Voogt to talk about storage functionality in Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization. Sander is an independent trainer and an expert in Linux high availability and virtualization. Hi, Sander, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Sarah. How are you?
Great, thanks. So can you start off by giving us just a short, basic overview of what Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization is?
Sure. So Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization is providing a management interface, basically, for KVM virtualization. And KVM is Linux virtualization, and you can compare that pretty well to what VMware is doing with ESX. KVM by itself is like the free version of VMware ESX. It's just a standalone hypervisor, which does a great job. But in order to do the job a little bit better, especially at an enterprise level, you need a decent management interface. So from the open source community, there wasn't really anything decent yet that could be used to manage several KVM virtualization hosts. So what Red Hat has done, Red Hat has first sponsored the OVERT project. That's an open source project. And that is used as the input project for Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization. And the result is a web-based management interface that is based on a Tomcat server and that can be used to integrate multiple KVM hosts and to perform tasks like live migration and high availability in a smooth and easy and very affordable way. So that's basically what RHEV is all about.
Okay, so how would you say storage functions differently with Red Hat than it does with vSphere or Hyper-V?
One thing that is quite unique with Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization is that Red Hat Storage is added. Now, let me explain what exactly Red Hat Storage is doing. So, basically, in normal virtualization solutions, storage is mostly on the SAN. Which means that there is this centralized device, and on the centralized device, you will create a disk, and you will share that between different hypervisors. So every hypervisor basically is writing to the same disks on the same SAN. And it doesn't really matter if your SAN is redundant and all that, because it basically, even if it's redundant, it's still the same disk. Now, what Red Hat Storage has added is that storage can be allocated on different machines, and Red Hat Storage decides where exactly the data is stored. Now, this is a very clever way of creating a distributed file system, which makes sure that the virtual machines are stored in the data center where they really are needed. So, to summarize it, the difference of how storage is handled in RHEV as compared to VMware, for example, is the decentralized storage approach.
What would you say are some storage-related functions that are in RHEV 3.1, and what do you think would be the most important?
In RHEV 3.1, the most important new storage feature is definitely live migration. So the idea between live migration is that there is this data center, and the data center in previous versions of RHEV was the basic unit that was used to create a RHEV environment. And that means that hypervisors are associated to a particular data center, and a data center is connected to one particular kind of storage. And in previous versions of Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization, it wasn't possible to move storage from one data center to the other data center without bringing down the data center. And that means that if you have a hypervisor that is using one particular data center and the storage on that one particular data center, and in a migration scenario, you need to bring the hypervisor over to another data center, that's something that is really hard to do if uptime is very important for you. Because the only way to do that in 3.0, for instance, was to bring down your entire data center and move over the storage to the other data center. Now, fortunately, in 3.1, you can do that without any downtime. And I think that is going to be a major problem that existed in previous versions of REF that has now been solved. And that makes that REF really is ready for the big data center environments.
What about scalability? How do you think Red Hat does with that in version 3.1?
Yeah, with regard to storage, the scalability is mainly improved by adding Red Hat storage, because Red Hat storage is, as I just explained, it's the solution to make sure that storage is available at a much broader scale and not really tied down to one data center or one physical location. Red Hat storage is really the solution that is really virtualizing storage. And that makes it more scalable.
Okay, so Red Hat has their Red Hat Storage Server product. Would you consider that to be software-defined storage? I know that's a term that's been being thrown around a lot more often.
So, yeah, you know, software-defined storage, that is something that was invented by marketing people. And it's one of those terms that I consider a little bit difficult to grasp. Now, you could consider it software-defined storage if you would say that software-defined storage is the storage interface that doesn't refer really directly to one particular hardware device. If that is what you mean by software-defined storage, yeah, Red Hat storage definitely is software-defined storage. But of course, in the end, it all sits down on real hard drives in real SAN environments or on real servers.
How would you say Red Hat's growing integration with the cloud affects storage for their product?
Well, Red Hat is focusing on cloud pretty heavily nowadays. They have their CloudForm solution that they are using with success to get into the provider world. And in those kind of environments, you need flexible storage. And I think from that perspective, the way they are handling storage and they are abstracting storage, they are virtualizing storage in REF 3.1, really makes sense in the cloud environment. This is something that cloud providers are going to understand, and they're going to like it, because if for some reason they need to move over their infrastructure between data centers, Red Hat storage is really going to help with that.
Do you think that there's any storage functions that are missing from version 3.1?
Well, honestly, I am sure that in some upcoming version, they will introduce something that I wasn't aware of, that I needed right now. But for the moment, I'm pretty happy with the storage functionality that they are providing. And there isn't really anything obvious that I would say, hey, this is missing, to make Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization really a solution that can compete with Hyper-V or VMware, for instance.
So do you see it becoming a little more competitive with the other products that are out there in the future?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. In my opinion, there are three major players on the market right now, and that is VMware, because they really make a very, very good virtualization solution, but it is expensive. There is Hyper-V. Hyper-V is gaining ground because it is Microsoft, and if a company is using a large Microsoft-based infrastructure, it just makes sense to use Hyper-V. And now there is Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization, and Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization pretty much comes to the level where all the basic functionality that is provided by VMware is provided in REV as well. But it's a lot cheaper than the VMware solution. As compared to Hyper-V, they have been slow in developing, so I'm not really sure that Hyper-V has gotten the same market acceptance. Right now. So, yeah, Hyper-V and Reddit Enterprise Virtualization for companies that didn't make that choice yet. I think Reddit Enterprise Virtualization can match Hyper-V for sure. And for VMware, for those companies that already have a large VMware-based infrastructure, of course, they are not going to move away from VMware overnight and replace their huge investment base in VMware by a Red Hat-based infrastructure. But I think for new parts of the infrastructure that need to be virtualized, and especially if those new parts are Linux-based servers, Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization really makes sense. And I already meet customers that tell me that apart from their VMware infrastructure, they're just going to mount a Red Hat infrastructure because their Linux admins like working with a solution that is Linux-based and that is so much closer to what they are doing in their everyday work. So to give you a short answer to the question, Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization is not going to wipe out VMware, but it is getting a solid place in the enterprise environment besides VMware, and that is something that's happening right now. If you consider new markets, markets that haven't virtualized yet, if those customers aren't afraid of Linux and they want to make an interesting saving in the investment that they are doing, Red is much more affordable than VMware. So that definitely is a possible market as well. But the future has to prove if that is going to happen.
What do you think is the most important thing people should keep in mind when they're trying to choose storage for Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization?
So the most important thing that people should keep in mind is that in the last release of Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization, there has been much attention for the integration with Red Hat Storage. And we have talked about Red Hat Storage a lot in this interview, but it is not like it's the only storage solution, and that all storage should now be Red Hat Storage-based. Because in Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization, you can still integrate your normal SAN environment. And I think that everyone should keep in mind that for most environments, especially if it is single site, the basic SAN-based storage solution is still the way to go. It is not as fancy as Red Hat storage and not as advanced, but it's a decent, solid way to organize the way that storage is handled in their environments.
Okay, great. Well, those are all my questions. So thanks so much for discussing this with me.
You're welcome, Sarah.
And I hope to talk to you again soon. For more information on Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization and Storage, make sure you visit searchvirtualstorage.com.